Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins.
That was so weak.
Okay, Todd. Well, it's the morning, right? So we are going to go straight into it. And here is our question. This is a question that was submitted from one of our Plus members. So I'll read it out to you. Do you know of any larger churches, specifically multi-site churches, that decided to move to one service instead of two in order to send people out to plant as a strategic growth plan to plant more campuses, right? So in other words, instead of adding services, they decided to add a campus instead. So the idea is to create a one service shoe size. This is what they said, quote unquote shoe size. And when the foot begins to outgrow the shoe, then plant. Then repeat the process. This is easy to do with new campus church plants, but what about an established church, a large church with two services moving to one service? Thoughts?
Okay, I want to throw a caveat in here right now. The reason why my was weak is because I have to do like the health screening thing today. So I haven't had any caffeine or any food for the last 12 hours, Daniel. It's not fun.
That's not fun.
So this is a complicated question, and it's a little daunting for me to answer.
It is. Yeah. Okay. Let's break it down a little bit, because it was a long question. I'm sure our listeners are like, what in the world is this question all about? Okay. So this is about a church saying, okay, what if we, instead of, because typically when I think multiplication or growth within a church context, typically you and I would both agree here, if you have one service, instead of going to two services, instead of going from one service and then planting a campus, you'd often try to max out the number of services in your location before you do that, right? So if you have one service, you're growing, okay, do two services. You're doing two services, you're growing, okay, do three services. Or at that three service mark, that's when you can go send out a campus. But at least the general, I don't know if I'd say principle, but practice would be to have at least two services. Yet this individual is saying, okay, what if we just do one service and then that's all our campuses do? It's just one service. And then you send people out to do a campus and then they just do one service. And then they go out, when they grow, they go out, send another campus and they do one service. So why would this be a good idea? Why would this be a bad idea? It's interesting, right? I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of anyone doing this. Have you?
I haven't. I haven't. I do think that there's elements of it that you could maybe handle. It's really tricky. I mean, if the numbers work, I think the best strategy would be to make the move back to one service in conjunction with launching the new plant. I think that's much more saving face optics wise. Doing something like this is strategic and would kind of shift the culture and build momentum at the same time. If you just if you just immediately go back from two services to one service, that's a momentum killer. So you've almost got to do those two things in conjunction, because it shifts the conversation from one of a response to decline to advancing toward mission and vision. And it also communicates, you know, a burn the ships mentality. We're all in, which can be, you know, pretty evocative. Like, you're going to have to really go after this to pull this one off, because it's the opposite of what most would say you should do. But I do think it's possible if you do those two things at the same time, you can shift it toward momentum and, you know, a more evocative rah-rah thing than it feels like, oh, we're declining, we're losing momentum, and that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, definitely. So that's definitely for that case. If you have multiple services right now and you're like, okay, we want to launch out a campus, and the strategy that you're thinking of is go down to one service and then send out the other service to start a campus. So that's definitely great words on that note. But what if you are a church who wants to do campuses and wants to multiply, and you only have one service right now, and you're getting to the point where you need to do two? Actually the natural step would be to do two, but instead of adding a second service, you decide to add a campus. Why would that be a good idea? Why would that not be? Let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor for today, and then we'll address that question. Every church must be equipped to respond well in the initial stages of learning about instances of sexual, physical, or emotional abuse. That's why the Southern Baptist Convention, Lifeway, and the ERLC partnered together to create Becoming a Church That Cares Well for the Abused. This training curriculum of a handbook and 13 videos brings together top experts from various fields to help volunteers and leaders understand and implement the best practices for handling the variety of abuse scenarios at a church, school, or ministry. You can access this free training at churchcares.com. Once again, that's churchcares.com. All right, we're back. What are your thoughts, Todd?
Man, okay, so I would say, I'm sorry, Daniel. I had it. I totally had it in my head, and then I forgot what the question is. I'm actually excited to answer this question and can't remember what it is.
It was, you're at one service. You're bumping up to maybe probably start a second service, but instead of starting a second service, you start a second campus instead.
Right. So the only way you can do this, so reasons to do it and reasons not to do it, I think was part of that. And I would say you can only do this if you have a leadership pipeline in place or lots of money in the bank. But even if you have lots of money in the bank, I would caution you to just hire that out and just do it anyway. If you have a leadership pipeline in place, this is perfect because this is an opportunity for you to practice what you preach and send not only, you know, some aggressive leader out. And notice I didn't say young aggressive because they might not be young, but they might be somebody who's come up through your pipeline and is ready to go out and plant a new campus. And so that could even be somebody that's BIVO. It might be somebody in your church that's just a really strong, gifted leader and communicator and is ready to go, and you're ready to send them, and everybody knows what's what, and we're going to do this even in a BIVO standpoint. But the big thing is, if you've got that pipeline in place, it's not just that guy. You've also got your children's people, and hopefully you've got even band members, and your bench is deep. You've got the bench strength to go ahead and pull this off. That is an amazing situation, and one that is worth replicating again and again and again. And some churches, well, it would have to do this because of their ecclesiology. I mean, some churches would say, hey, we're only one service. We don't believe in two services anyway. Well, this is their only choice. So reasons not to do it is because, you know, the church down the road is, or to try to build momentum. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I don't know if someone were to come to me and be like, hey, we have one service. So it's different. It's the other side of the question, right? So it's we're at one service right now. Our next step, because of our growth, is either to start a second service or start a second campus. Honestly, I don't know when I would recommend starting a second campus rather than the second service. I mean, other than the whole, okay, congregational, we can't have multiple services. But even in that case, even if that's what you think, then yeah, start a second service in your building and have a second pastor over that service if that's where you're at. I'm obviously not there, but if that's where you're at, okay, then at least do that. Because part of it is, it's all of the extra staff time, costs,
facility costs,
maintenance, everything, facility. Yeah, that comes with a new building and a new location. So unless God has like made it abundantly clear where someone's given you a building and it's perfect and you don't need to do any repairs or any work or any of that, then I mean, maybe that's the case. But honestly, even if you owned your building and another church, more of an established church, shut down and gave you their building, there's still going to be a ton of work that you need to do on that building.
Yes.
So take the building. I would say take the building, but start a second service in your existing location, because then you can leverage the volunteers and the teams. So think about it, right? So when you think about a leadership pipeline, and based on all the work that we've done together, Todd, with churches, I mean, most churches don't have a leadership pipeline, right? So when you think about how do you start that leadership pipeline, especially if you're wanting to multiply and grow, think about it like this. You have an individual, hopefully it's not a staff member, but you have an individual who is overseeing all of your first, you know, or your first touch or guest services ministries in your church, right? So instead of saying, hey, you need to recruit someone exactly like you to do everything that you're doing at your new campus, instead build multiple teams, right? A team, B team, C team, you know, not in terms of importance and effectiveness, but build several teams. And when you can build those several teams and that team dynamic strengthens at that one service, you can then release them into the second service, and you have individuals to raise up, to shoulder tap, to lead the guest services in that second ministry. And as both services then have that A team, B team, C team, then you now can actually draw two teams from each service to go out, or you have a big enough pool to send out to that new campus without hurting where you're at now, right? Because anytime you send out a new campus, your attendance is going to dip, right? So it's really important that you're creating momentum where, yes, you have enough volunteers and leaders to send out. There is going to be a dip at the sending campus, but you don't want to completely strip out all of your volunteers and your leaders and all of, you know, deflate all the air out of that sending campus to the point where you can't rebuild it again. Hmm. Right. You don't want to empty it in a sense, because then you're then going to have two tiny campuses and there's not a lot of momentum. So you got to really look at where is the momentum going? What is that trajectory looking like? And what is the easiest way to multiply initially, but then continue to move toward new campuses if that's the vision that God's laid on your heart.
That's good.
Any last thoughts, Todd?
I got nothing. I think we killed this one.
All right. Well, thanks again for listening in, and be sure to tune in next time. And if you haven't yet left a question, be sure to do that. newchurches.com. Just go there, hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. Or if you're on your phone, just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches and submit that question in. We'd be happy to answer, and we'd love to do that. All right. Thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.